Radio. Say hello to the band, Scott Hall.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle from TNA. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Hi, this is Booker T, the five-time WCW champion. And you're listening to SNS Radio Network.
Yo, monkeys, it's me, DDP, the king of Bada Bing, the master of the diamond cutter, the three-time world champion. Stay tuned or you will feel bang!
Hey, you listen on the SNS Network, and that's the bottom line. The Stone Cold Set Show.
The world is listening.
Welcome to Get in the Zone, your number one source for TNA talk on the SNS Radio Network.
Do you know who I am?
The Bronx Bobby.
You put this company in a very difficult position.
Five, four, three, two, one.
All right, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to Get in the Zone right here on the SNS Radio Network. I am, of course, the Bronx Father, your new bi-weekly show. Every time TNA is live, I'll be live, too, every other Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Who knows how long TNA is going to remain live? We don't know. But I'll still be here. I'm going to give this a try. I appreciate anyone who is listening, tuning in. It's Saturday night. Going to be kind of laid back. Going to be fun. We're going to talk, obviously, some TNA. But this show, my intention is not to have it limited to TNA. We're going to be talking about whatever we want, basically, or whatever I want, more specifically. But we're going to keep the tradition of being more TNA-based as... it's still a void that needs to be filled. And I think that, you know, it's good to have a show talk about Impact. Going to go about an hour. You guys will be able to call in a little bit as soon as I get a few things out of the way. There's one big, big thing that I do want to get out of the way that happened yesterday if you haven't been following the news. But first, let's talk a little bit of what went down on Impact two nights ago, Thursday. We saw, to start from the end, so to speak, we saw the debut of MMA fighter Tito Ortiz, which apparently, according to the ratings, went over like a fart in church. That's a fart in church, in case you didn't know. It didn't really spike the ratings. In fact, the ratings were once again... that's the second one you'll get during this show. We also had some interesting shit go down where the Main Event Mafia, the group of old men who are trying their hardest to be relevant against Aces and Eights, the Main Event fucking Mafia, decided to issue a challenge to Aces and Eights. They make them an offer they can't refuse. Well, hold on, I got to do this right. They make them an offer they can't refuse. Kurt Angle says they want a 5-on-5 match at Hardcore Justice. And the loser of that match will leave TNA forever. And that will start the downfall of Aces and Eights. Now, a lot of people have been speculating that it's going to be Sting who's going to leave because everyone's expecting the main event Mafia to lose this. I don't know. I really don't know. Sting's contract, I believe, and if I'm not correct, everyone in chat will correct me, I'm sure, expires in November. So Sting might be WWE bound. We'll have to wait and see. I think it's too soon. I can't see Sting sitting at home until November. But then again, with the way, you know, fucking TNA contracts are written on crayon. So who knows? I liked the AJ Styles versus Austin Aries match. Very good match. The finisher wasn't the best. I like the fact that ODB wrestled to a double countout with Gail Kim. And, you know, the show, the impact wasn't that bad. I like all the drama that's going down with Rude and Aries and the whole series leading up to Bound for Glory. We've got, let's see, it's August, September. We have 2 months to Bound for Glory. I will say this, I do miss TNA pay-per-views. I know that might sound crazy, but I'm going to be honest. I do miss them. I don't bother watching these fucking pre-recorded, every month, you know, pay-per-views that they have. It's just not worth my time. But I am looking forward to Bound for Glory. We'll have to see what happens. Taz apparently could not get in the building. It's interesting, he hasn't been on TV in about 2 weeks, yet he's one of the few people who they managed to sign to a new contract. So Taz is getting paid for basically not doing anything. Tito Ortiz. What we've been told recently is that, you know, TNA is kind of using itself to advertise MMA. I got a little bit of a problem with that. Because, now, I don't watch MMA, but if somebody wants to call in a little bit and tell me if I'm wrong, what exactly does MMA do for TNA? Bellator, whatever this shit is, I just don't know. And whose side is Tito Ortiz on? I mean, this was a debut that they really pimped out. These August 1st, he's coming. But it's not Batista. They had to make sure they let us know it wasn't fucking Batista. That's great. That was so great. It brought a tear to my eye. Brought a smile to my face. Well, I'm not Batista. As a person who is not an MMA fan, and I know a lot of you guys who are listening right now probably are MMA fans, I know this network has its share of mixed martial arts aficionados, and that's fine. I quite frankly, don't enjoy it, but that's just me. Pardon me. But, I mean, what's he gonna do? You know, Rampage was there looking like a fucking deer in the headlights. I mean, are we going to have an MMA fight on TNA? What exactly does that do? I'm not digging it, man. I'm not digging it. I know, you know, everyone wasn't that excited about this debut because let's face it, guys. Every time Dixie Carter comes out and says, it's going to change the face of professional wrestling forever. It's going to be the next best thing. Well, quite frankly, she hasn't delivered. A lot of people said, oh, why are you shitting on it before it happens? This was before we found out it was Tito, obviously. Everybody was going, oh, why the hell are you shitting all over it? Well, you know, if you promise me $20 50 times and never deliver, on the 51st time, I'm not going to get excited about it. Again, the ratings reflected that. It did nothing. I personally don't give a shit about ratings. I can give less than a fuck about ratings. But TNA does care about ratings, obviously. You know, Spike TV cares about ratings. and this has done nothing for ratings. But a decent Impact Thursday night live show. I did enjoy it. Now, I'm going to move on to the second 500-pound gorilla in the room, me being the first, of course. TMZ. And right after I give my opinion on this, I'll open the phone lines, guys. But I want to be able to really give my opinion on this. And then I want to hear what you guys think. TMZ, your number one source for wrestling news, is reporting that TNA star Kurt Angle was arrested for a DWI in Decatur, Texas, following the Impact tapings. Now, Kurt was booked, not booked for a wrestling show, booked into fucking jail, and was released on, now, get ready, I want everyone to take a deep breath, $2,000 bail, his second DWI, and he was released on $2,000 bail. Between my friends and family, I could probably come up with $2,000 in bail. Really? Really? Would somebody fucking explain to me how if I get caught jaywalking, I'm probably going to do a few nights in fucking jail. And these fucking celebrities, now mind you, I want to make something clear. I'm not shitting on Kurt Angle here. Well, I am. But my shit is spread across many celebrities who have been arrested multiple times, like that filthy, dirty, disgusting, smelly, ugly pig, Lindsay fucking Lohan. This disgusting sow has been arrested God knows how many fucking times for doing the same shit, taking pills, drinking, popping drugs, doing whatever the hell she freaking does. And, oh, we're going to send her to rehab. Oh, this time she's going to do fine. And she throws the finger at everybody and keeps doing what she's doing. Let me make it perfectly clear to you people. And I want you to, yeah, you people. I have no sympathy for motherfuckers who want to drive around drunk and put people's lives at risk. Recently in New York, there was a case of this filthy fucking bitch who killed a family of, I don't know how many, because she was drunk out of her goddamn mind. She drove the wrong way on the street, and she crashed into a car. And it's always funny how the drunk is never the person who dies. It's always the innocent people that they run into. Okay, Kurt, excuse me. Let me tell you this, bro. I'm a Kurt Angle fan. I'm a fan of Kurt. Okay? But I find it very offensive that you don't seem to give a fuck about innocent people. Now, here's my deal. You want to go out and drink? Drink. I drink. Probably most of you who listen to this network or this show drink. We all like to do it occasionally. We all like to get a little drunk. But have a little fucking responsibility and take a fucking cab. Or if you're making the kind of money that Kurt Angle is making, hire a motherfucker to drive you around. Don't put my life in risk, at risk, my mom's life at risk, our listeners' lives at risk, because any of you at any time, at any point, could be walking down the street and get mowed down by some drunk fuck. $2,000 bail for a second DWI to me is a fucking disgrace, and whatever prosecutor managed to fucking set this up should be fired. Now, Kurt says on Twitter, I am blessed to have the support of my family, my friends, and my company. Oh, yes, of course. In light of recent events, I will immediately be entering a rehabilitation center. Okay, now that's good. I'll give Kurt props for that. I realize that this is a pivotal time in my life, and I ask you for your understanding as well as your prayers and continued support. I am confident that in taking these steps, I can begin to address necessary changes in my life. Look, that's good. Okay? End of the day, that is good. I'm glad Kurt's going into rehab. You know, Dixie tweeted, I believe it was last night, that, you know, everyone pray for Kurt. Everybody, you know, have your support for Kurt. Well, I am hoping Kurt gets his life straightened out. Whether his problem is with alcohol, whatever it may be, I sincerely hope, because I am a Kurt Angle fan, that Kurt does the right thing and straightens his life out. But again, I cannot forgive you getting in your fucking car, being drunk, and driving around. You shouldn't do it. You don't need to do it. You have the fucking money and the fucking resources for you to not have to do it. And this goes out to every celebrity. The fucking NFL. Set up a fund where players can call a car service if they're drunk and have that car service drive them home or to their hotel or wherever they need to go. Good for the NFL. But the bottom line is, when a motherfucker's getting paid all this money, they should be able to take care of this shit themselves. I am so fucking tired of celebrities getting slapped on the wrist for things that we would all end up going to jail for a long time for. Two DWIs, Kurt. Come on, man. I love you to death, bro, but I can't back you on that, man. You've got to straighten your shit out. I want to know what you guys think. Sorry if you're waiting to call in. I went a little bit over. But, I mean, I'm in that mood, man. I'm in that mood. During this show, you're probably going to hear a different Bronx Father. A Bronx Father who is going to let loose and tell you what the fuck he thinks about everyone, everything, everybody. But now it's time to find out what you think. 501-588-7957. Once again, 501-588-7957. Long distance charges may apply, so don't bitch when you get a $10,000 phone bill. You can add Sunday Night Showdown to your Skype and call for free that way. Or you can send me an email at snsgetinthezone@gmail.com. snsgetinthezone@gmail.com. So let me know what you guys think. And we do have a caller on the line. Caller, you are in the zone.
Oh, hey there, Bronx. It's Anthony.
What's up, man?
See, Sean, it's in the zone. Now go fuck yourself.
Yeah, what was up with Sean, my boy Sean, last night, man? Sean was like, it's going to be at 10 o'clock. It's going to be at 11 o'clock. It's going to be, you know, I only said like about 30 times what time the fucking show was going to be on.
It's Sean.
So what do you think, man, about Kurt and TNA?
Well, first off, okay, this is your second offense, only $2,000 bail or wherever it is. I mean, they're probably going like, okay, we're going to give you a lot more money anyway. Wait a minute, Kurt Angle from TNA Wrestling? Oh, yeah, we heard about that. $2,000.
Yeah, I mean, come on, man. You know, $2,000, okay, for you and me, that's a lot of dough. I couldn't come up with $2,000 right this minute without, you know, calling in a few fucking favors, but I probably could. That's the problem. I could come up with $2,000 in a day or two if I had to. And that shows you how fucking pathetic that fine is. I mean, excuse me, that bail is.
True. And he's always, and he better make sure that he doesn't screw up more. Cause, no offense, if he wants to go to WWE, it's going to be real hard for him to go back after this happening. And he's supposed to be one of the spokespeople trying to get the wrestling to stay on the Olympics.
You know what? I hate to give you credit because I just hate doing it, but you make an excellent point. No, you do. Seriously, you're right. I hadn't even thought of that. Here's the motherfucker who came out and lambasted the Olympics, as well he should have, for trying to ban wrestling. Well, what kind of role model are you?
Yeah, and having more people like Rampage, who's another person trying to promote the wrestling to stay on, and TRTs apparently. All these guys who are now in a fake sport, which I don't give a crap about, no offense, but it's not helping it.
I'm just tired of washed up loser fucking MMA guys going to TNA to try to get a little bit of pub. I mean, it.
Yes.
You know, TNA should be worried about their own shit. Fuck the MMA. Fuck, you know, Bellator.
Yeah, because having Ortiz there is not going to help them, I think, in the long term. It's going to probably help Bellator or wherever Ortiz is going to be in, and that's not going to be a long term either. Because as oh, he's from TNA, and people are like, okay, whatever. This bout sucks. Let's change it. Because no offense, I'm not an MMA fan, so I'm like, who cares? And like you said, the whole response, I mean, the whole reveal and the impact, it went like freaking a boner, having a boner at a funeral.
Having a boner at a funeral? I don't know what the fuck that means. But in any event, I mean, and look, and we're not, and again, I'm not shitting on the MMA guys, okay? I know there are people out there who like it. That's fine. I'm not shitting on the sport. I think that they're tough guys. They're tough as fucking nails. And they do put on good shows. But Impact scored a 1.03 cable rating last night, down from their pre-recorded show the week before, which did a 1.05. All right, 0.02, who gives a fuck? But still, nothing, and I mentioned this before, nothing they're doing thus far is salvaging their ratings. Nothing they're doing is helping. It's like, I don't think you can do anything at this point, other than maybe bringing in John Cena, which nobody would know about anyway, because they don't fucking advertise. But one last thing before I let you go, because I do have another caller waiting patiently. How do you explain to the guys that you did let go that you're able to afford to bring in fucking Tito Ortiz? How do you rationalize that?
You can't, because like I said, we're not going to see Ortiz unless he starts being like Ken Shamrock was around in WWE. Most likely Ortiz is just going to be limited in the ring, probably just going to do some stuff here and there. I mean, he's going to do better probably than Pac-Man Jones.
Yeah, no shit, man. I mean, and if let's say this leads to something between him and Rampage. And I actually like Rampage. But, I mean, let's say this leads to something between the two of them. And, again, I mean, look, you would never see the UFC doing this shit. And you want to know why? Because the UFC knows that the minute it fucking gets involved with wrestling, the sport is going to be seen as fake. Dana White is very adamant about that. Dana made sure that Brock's shit expired well before he debuted in WWE, because he doesn't want... Now, Vince will pimp it out like a motherfucker. Oh, he was an MMA guy, you know. But a professional MMA organization isn't going to want to be associated with pro wrestling, let alone be associated with the number two company.
Yeah, most likely, at least UFC probably has more side with Vince's company, because who from UFC has been in... TNA, except for Rampage. And that was just recently.
Oh, Rampage was in UFC, really?
Yeah, and Shamrock was in TNA, I think, for like a cup of coffee, but more times than not, when they had an MMA guy go to TNA, it's been like from the Bellator or one of the smaller promotions. Like, remember Bobby Lashley or Black Lesnar?
Well, I mean, you know, Shamrock was already established as a wrestler, though. You know, I think most of these MMA guys have a basic amateur wrestling background that they can fall back on. I mean, I'm not shitting on it for the guys themselves. You know, if Tito goes in there and has a 5-star match, okay. But the thing is, he is not going to do what you need done. I mean, there was such hype about, you know, JJ even mentioned an amateur wrestler it might have been, an indie wrestler it might have been, you know, but then we found out, like, two nights before, it's most likely Ortiz, and it was like, and that's the way it is. But Anthony, I appreciate it, man. I got to get to my next caller. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for having a life as pathetic as mine that I'm hosting a radio show on a Saturday night rather than getting late.
What's worse, sir, you having the show on today or me just having to be here to listen?
Well, I guess we're both in the same boat.
Yeah, we're both in that boat. I'm worried about the boat sinking.
It's going down in fucking flames. It's a Titanic, brother. But anyway,
no,
man.
It's DNA.
Yeah. Yeah, it's... Like I said, this show is not going to be limited to TNA, man, because I don't know, you know, how much longer they're going to be around. But take care, bro. Thanks for the call.
No problem. Bye.
All right, we have another victim who is about to get in the zone, and I believe it's my fellow New Yorker. Welcome to Get in the Zone. Who's this?
Yeah, what's going on, bro? This is Sandro.
What's up, bro?
Nothing, just taking a break from watching the New Japan's G1 Climax. So far, it's pretty good. I got to explain some shit that you got misinformed about. Tito Ortiz, he's been in TNA before. Once.
Oh, I know that. And that's why, again, it made the reveal. I'm aware of that. It made the reveal even more.
Now, here's the thing that probably most wrestling fans don't know. They had already announced the fight between Ortiz and Rampage the night before on Bellator last Wednesday. Now, myself, I do follow MMA on a regular basis, so I'm going to give you my perspective as far as this, you know, being shown on TNA.
Definitely, man, definitely. I want a guy who knows more about MMA than I do. Go ahead.
So here's the thing. This whole, what they're building in TNA does nothing for TNA at all. All this does is to build up the Bellator pay-per-view. That's all they're doing. And I guarantee you, all of the regular MMA fans, whether they're the diehards or the casual fans, and they hear about this, they're going to shit on it. And they have.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, tell me, what is the response in the MMA Bellator community? How do they feel? Because I know Brock Lesnar had so much heat in UFC simply because all the hardcore MMA fans, oh, it's this fake fucking wrestler coming in kicking everyone's ass. Well, now you've got your guys crossing over to wrestling, crossing the line, man. How you're saying that the MMA fans are pissed as well?
Yes, because they don't want to see any MMA fighters in wrestling because they're going to keep saying, oh, why is this guy in this, you know, fake wrestling bullshit, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it's just the same thing over and over again. And now here's another thing I want to point out. I guarantee you that TNA isn't paying shit to Ortiz. And I guarantee you that it's Spike TV and Viacom that's paying them to show up on TNA.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way that TNA is able to pay Ortiz. Now, I didn't see Impact, but I did see that last segment in its entirety from start to finish. And when I read the reactions on the Facebook page, a few motherfuckers out there said, oh, the crowd popped when Ortiz came out. And then I see the footage, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? That crowd was dead.
Yeah, I mean, come on. If you think that's a crowd pop, you haven't been watching wrestling long enough, my brothers, because that was not a pop.
I don't know if those guys were drunk or smoking something to make them believe that they heard a pop, but I did not hear no reaction from the crowd. I look at the reaction from the crowd, and they had zero clue who the guy was.
Well, I mean, if it had been in the Impact Zone, being that he, you know, was in TNA before, then it might have had more of a reaction. But, you know, it's almost to me, and if this, I'm not saying this is true. This is my opinion, and opinions are never true. They're just opinions. When them going on the road is like wrestling fans seeing, oh, there's going to be a wrestling show this week. You know, it's cheap. Let me go see it. Now, I'm not shitting on TNA for going live or going to other states because we're all the people who said they should. But most of the time, those fans don't seem to know the history of the company. They're just there because there's an indie fed in our fucking town. Let's go see it.
Now, I got to disagree on what you said about, you know, if that reaction was held in the Impact Zone, people would have recognized him. I completely disagree because when Ortiz came out from last Thursday, there was like, his name was not on like the Titantron. So I'm pretty sure if that segment was held in the Impact Zone, had the same way it was portrayed on TV, I guarantee you the people there probably would have been like, who's that?
Well, you make a great point in the fact that, I mean, of course, the announce team put over who it was. But when you really sit there and think about it, you're right. You know, the people in the, if you're not an MMA fan, if you're not a Bellator fan, do you know who Ortiz is? If you're just a hardcore wrestling fan, probably not.
No. And here's another reason why they're doing this. Simply because Bellator doesn't have that name recognition as UFC. Bellator is by default the number two promotion. Kind of like TNA is in wrestling, where not that many people know what Bellator is. Even though they do have a TV deal with Spike, not that many people are familiar with the product. And that's why they're trying to promote this fight in TNA to gain the wrestling fans in order to order the Bellator pay-per-view in November. That's why they're doing this.
Well, good luck on that. I mean, that's like me, you know, owning Burger Barn and trying to get you to go eat at, you know, Burger Shack. Who the fuck knows who we are? You know, it's like you're... My problem is that TNA has had a history in the last few years of doing everything it can. I mean, do you remember, was it Bellator that was on after TNA for a while? Yeah. They were on Spike, right? And the whole show, it was like, well, you know, Hulk Hogan just suffered a career-ending injury in the ring. He's going to be paralyzed for the rest of his life, but make sure you stay tuned to Bellator. Does Bellator, I don't watch it, but do they pimp out TNA the way TNA pimps out them? I would guess no.
Well, when they, if I'm not mistaken, I believe when they first started to appear on Spike, they did kind of promote Impact for a while. Now, granted, I haven't seen Bellator in the last few months, so I can't really comment on that if they're doing that right now. But I would assume they would. Because they had a few Bellator fighters in TNA, whether it's on commentary, mostly on commentary. And, you know, from what I hear from the fighters themselves, they enjoyed it. You know, they liked being on commentary. You know, they enjoyed what was in TNA a few months ago. And you make a great point about what you said. You know, if UFC and Dana White decided they want to have some kind of promotion with wrestling, doesn't matter what promotion it is, they would not have any part of it, because Dana White has said in the past he doesn't want UFC involved with pro wrestling because a lot of the fans would be just turned off by it.
Well, I mean, and that's one thing, but the main reason is the last thing MMA wants, or UFC, and Mac Daddy said it in the chat room, he's right. You know, UFC is synonymous with MMA. It's like they're the WWE of MMA. You don't ever want in a what is, I would hope, a legit sport, although I question the legitimacy of all quote-unquote professional sports. But the last thing you want is a professional, legit sport to be associated with entertainment, with something that isn't real. You've got people who bet on fucking MMA fights. You've got people who want to believe, and we all believe it's real. You don't want that stigma. And Dana White has kept his distance, even though WWE promotion could do a ton for UFC. But Dana is smart in keeping his distance.
Exactly. Now, obviously, they're going to try to promote this upcoming fight between Ortiz and Rampage. Both guys are the biggest name in MMA. However, both guys have lost their last five fights combined. So, and I guarantee you, this fight will not be like a great fight, because last fight I saw in Ortiz, his quote-unquote retirement, he tried to hang on, but, you know, he just didn't win out, you know, balls a-blazing, you know? It was just like a slow fight.
Yeah, and
so I really don't expect that the fight itself to be great, but I'm pretty sure that now that TNA is going to try to promote their pay-per-view, you know, as I said before, they're going to try to persuade the wrestling fans, well, most of the TNA fans, to watch the Bellator pay-per-view. And it might happen. Will it be a success for Bellator? Who knows? If it does become successful, I guarantee you we're going to see more Bellator crossovers.
Well, I mean, you're talking about a company that's having problems. Look, let's face it, promoting themselves in TNA. You know, you might want to get yourself over before you try to get someone else over. You know, it would be like, you know, look, I can talk about all night how, you know, Unplugged is going to be live this Tuesday at 9 p.m. And it's good that I'm promoting the show, obviously, and I always want to promote myself and promote JJ. But look, I'm in a small pond right fucking now. You know, this is my debut show. Am I going to try to get fucking Unplugged over? I'm going to promote it, of course. But I understand that, you know, JJ's a 10-year veteran. I'm working with him. You know he's basically the star. I mean, that's not me kissing up. That's me just saying what it is. Unplugged promoting me is awesome. Me promoting Unplugged is good, but I know at the end of the day, Unplugged's going to get listeners just because of the quality of the show. You can't think that you're going to get something over. I mean, TNA, they want to get Bellator over, but they can't get themselves over yet. Mm-hmm. That's the fucking problem. Worry about getting yourself over. I don't know where they think this cross promotion is going to fucking lead to. It's not going to lead anywhere.
Exactly right. It's not going to help TNA. It's just going to benefit Bellator, and that's the truth. But you know, with Dixie and her fucking brain of hers that thinks that it's going to help TNA, it's just really not at the end of the day. Go ahead.
I'll be honest. It's to the point where and this is going to get a lot of people crazy. I honestly kind of feel bad for Dixie because it's getting to the point where I think I've given her a lot more credit than she deserves. I don't think she has a fucking clue. You know, that Ask Dixie thing, she gets a ton of stupid, idiotic questions. Well, what did you think you were going to get? I mean, it's like if I ask you, you know, what color underwear should I wear tomorrow? Do you think I'm going to get a response, blue, green, whatever? No, I'm going to get a response, why would you even ask that, you fucking idiot? So she gets those responses, she gets lambasted on Twitter, and then she says, I'm not going to answer illegitimate questions. Well, I mean, who are you to decide what's an illegitimate question? She's filtering the questions that she's being asked.
You know what, Dixie? She is just a stupid bitch. That's all she is to me. And I'm not going to apologize for that. Here's the thing. She really needs to lay off the social media. If she wants to be involved with social media, here's an idea. Take a note from Vince McMahon. Only post what you're going to promote and not do these pointless Q&A stuff where you know you're going to get bashed. Just post, you know, news, promote your TV, your pay-per-views, live events, and that's it.
Well, I sent Dixie a tweet last night, and I don't know I haven't really checked the response, if any. But after she said, everybody, you know, Kurt Angle, make sure you keep him in your prayers. Well, what if he had killed a family of three? You know, what would she have said then? And I tweeted her that. I said, well, what would you, would you have said that if he had killed, you know, three, four people in a fucking car, kids? You know, I just, and now from what I understand, TNA is going to, from what I understand, they're going to be helping Kurt out with this rehab. But when Jeff Hardy got fucked up, TNA was more than happy to let WWE carry the bill. Matt Hardy, I believe it was. they were more than happy to let WWE front that bill. You know, stop being so fucking blatantly prejudiced towards... You're telling us right here, there's only about four or five guys in TNA that the company gives a fuck about, and they're all the veterans. Kurt, Sting, fucking Hogan. You know, if a regular guy who's busted his ass, if AJ got fucking busted for a goddamn DUI, would TNA pay for it? Probably not.
Yeah, and just to move on to another topic, got a done rambling there. I've heard about Sting. I heard his contract might be up in January. That's from what I've read.
January. I could have swore I had read November. Maybe I was misinformed.
Well, somebody posted it and said January, so that's what I've read. So I don't know if that's really true, but we'll find out. Although, I'm not going to lie. You know, seeing Sting in the WWE would be interesting, but not really looking forward to see him wrestle. Let's be realistic here.
Well, I think against a guy like Taker, he could probably have a good match. You know, they're both, you know, and I love both guys to death, but they're both slower. They're both, you know, older. I think they could really have a decent match, you know, if it ever happens. But my thing is, at first I had said November, now you're saying January. This whole thing between Aces and Eights and Main Event Mafia, I can't see Sting just sitting around for 4, 5, 6 months until his TNA contract expires. So everyone who's thinking, well, the Main Event Mafia is going to lose this and Sting's going to be gone, oh, I don't think so.
Yeah. And now, something I just realized that I want to say, I'm going to go on another rant.
Rant away. You're in the zone, motherfucker. Go ahead.
There are two fuckers in the Facebook page that were defending this whole Ortiz reveal. And I'm going to call him out. Andy Roberts and Murray Stump or Ships or whatever the fuck his name is. These two fuckers were saying how this is a good idea for TNA. And yet, they have not given a good reason why. I'm calling these two fuckers out. Pick up the phone, call this show, or get on Skype, or send an email. Because I want to hear why you two fuckers think this is a good idea for TNA.
Now, hold on. They're entitled to their opinion. Not that I'll ever censor anyone for calling motherfuckers out. I mean, they're entitled to their opinion, but if you're asked for a reason why, give it. I mean, wow.
These fuckers have not even given a response to them, and people have been asking, why is this a good reason? And they just shut up. They haven't said a damn thing about it. If you think this is a good reason, say it. Don't just say this is a good reason and don't give an actual reason.
God damn, I thought I was going to be the angry one tonight. Holy shit.
It's just that when people say shit like that and don't give an actual reason, that just pisses me off. Like, man, why are you even opening your damn mouth? Why are you even typing that shit?
Like I said, man, you know, everybody sees things differently. Look, if you think Tito Ortiz being there is a good thing, that's fine. I don't care one way or another. Excuse me. I don't care... Shit, my allergies are getting the best of me. I apologize, guys. I really don't care. I mean, it does nothing for me one way or the other. Him being there, okay, he's there. I mean, I just don't give a shit. Is it going to do anything for the company? No. Look, the fact that you promoted an unknown superstar and the ratings didn't go up. I mean, last night I watched TNA. There were quite a few people in chat who were watching TNA just out of curiosity to see who it was going to be. It was basically revealed the night before it was going to be Tito. That was one of, you know, the biggest rumor mills going on. Oh, it's going to be him. And, like, you know, it's done nothing. Now, next week, if he shows up, because now we know he's there, and Impact does a 3.5, I'll say, okay. It did make a difference, but it's not. And next week's recorded. Breaking news, the TNA spoilers are out there. I'm not going to give them away. You guys know how to find them. But, you know, being recorded every other week doesn't help either.
Yeah, I haven't read those bullets myself, but I'll probably see what they posted. Now, granted, I'll probably listen to a recap on next week once it gets released. But, yeah, as I said, they're just going to build up to their fight in November, if I'm not mistaken. So don't really expect any of these two guys to get physical in TNA, because there's no way in hell they're going to risk their fight for a stupid bump.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. But, you know, we'll have to see. Man, I'm going to take, I don't know why, I'm going to take a commercial break. You've successfully ranted. So, you know, to all you guys on Facebook, I don't know what to tell you. Ashley is trying to call in. Ashley, I will definitely take your call after the break, brother. So call back in as soon as I'm done. Wow. You want a job? I mean, shit. This motherfucker called in to call out everyone. I love it. This is what I want. This is what I want for this show. Call in and call out everyone. Call out your third grade teacher, that fucking bitch who sent you to detention because you had to take a piss and she wouldn't let you go. Call out your freaking stepfather who fucking, you know, treated you like shit. Call out everyone. That's what this show is for. I want everyone to call in and call out motherfuckers just like you did.
I look forward to hearing it.
All right, man. Take care, man.
All right, take it easy, man.
We will be right back. Calling motherfuckers out, starting shit, ruining relationships, burning down bridges, and doing every other nasty thing we can possibly do right here, because you are in the zone. And you'll be back in the zone right after this.
Gentlemen, SNS Unplugged has returned to the airwaves. You can check out the Bronx Father, Tony J. Mirabella, and of course, Mr. Money on the Mic, Jeff Jackson, every Tuesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, as they discuss the happenings from Monday Night Raw, NXT, the latest news of the week, sponsored by our good friends over at wrestling-online.com. And then things get a little interesting as the topics could change from week to week, including topics such as the supernatural, conspiracy theories. Basically, whatever the hell these guys want to talk about, they're going to cover it every Tuesday night right here on the SNS Radio Network. SNS Unplugged is back, baby. Uncensored. Unbelievable. Unplugged.
Wrestling fans, do you want a break from the day-to-day ins and outs of the WWE, TNA, and Ring of Honor? Do you like talk radio that pulls no punches? And do you like your sci-fi and fantasy? Well, tune in to the Elite Force Podcast each and every midweek with Chuck W. and each weekend with William Walkie Walker and Mind Wipe. Exclusively on the SNS Radio Network and the Chris Jones Gaming Network. Yeah.
This is going to be fun.
What is up, my SNS peeps? I am the Sensational Seagull, Sean.
And Ashley too. Yes, it's still my name. I haven't changed it yet.
We have this really cool show on the SNS Radio Network. It's called Your Book. We cover wrestling. We also cover all the biggest gaming news and game reviews.
Plus, we've got the latest from the world of film entertainment.
This is The Open Book. Catch us every week right here at the SNS Radio Network.
Hey guys, JJ Sexay here. Are you looking for the latest news in both professional wrestling and mixed martial arts? Well, check out www.wrestling-online.com. Sign up for one of the longest running newsletters in professional wrestling, over 16 years, and it's absolutely free. Join over 27,000 other subscribers, wrestling-online.com.
You will learn to pronounce my name properly.
Wrestling-online.com.
Standing ovation here. Let's go to our ring announcer.
The following podcast is scheduled to take you back in time. Host, ring announcer Sean Beckerman brings you pro wrestling nostalgia, featuring classic moments and old-school themes. So buckle up and go beyond the bell. Each and every week on the SNS Radio Network, it's go time!
And now, you're back in the zone with the Bronx Father on the SNS Radio Network.
All right, back with more Get in the Zone right here, Saturday night. Everyone's drunk. People are calling motherfuckers out. I am the Bronx Father. I have no intention of stopping as long as you guys want to participate. 501-588-7957. Ed, send in a chill down to your Skype. SNS get in the zone at gmail.com. But right now I have someone getting in the zone. He is the co-host of The Open Book. Ashley, what's up?
It's nice to be here. The opening show, as I can randomly hear myself. That's not good. One thing I'm just going to put out there first is, this conversation isn't brought to you by Bellator or Spike. Because clearly they have their own personal motive and are basically using Impact as some sort of weird baiting toy in this trap that is basically making Impact Wrestling probably extinct.
Well, I mean, like, you know, we said, it doesn't... I don't see where the upside is. I mean, if it had an upside, then fine, promote the shit out of them. I mean, if, you know, someone wants to promote my show or any show on the network, go ahead, motherfucker. But it's like freaking a show on Blog Talk that has two listeners promoting Get in the Zone. Well, thank you, but it's not going to help.
See, what I'm just thinking is we've got this stipulation now. I think it's interesting the stipulation that happened and when the reveal happened, because the 5-on-5 thing was done and then Teaser Ortiz came out.
Right.
And stared on, like, hands, you know, his arms crossed, thinking, when am I getting paid? And we know that whoever gets pinned in that match will not be seen on Impact again.
Right, and I mean, who do you pick but fucking Sting in that? I mean, okay, Aces and Eights, they're about as disposable as fucking diapers in a goddamn senior citizen center. So it's not like getting rid of any of them is going to matter. They might just do that. I mean, who's left? Taz signed this contract, and like I said earlier, where the fuck has he been?
I'm just thinking it could be somebody else as part of the mafia that's going.
I don't know, man. I mean, I'm going to check it out, obviously.
I think it could be Rampage.
Who cares?
Ortiz is going to cost it, and they're going to try and keep going it that, you know, keep hyping it up, like the rivalry between them. It's like the rivalry's only on pay-per-view. People are going to care more about watching Bellator and the fake feud going on between them than they are about the rest of the product. And this is kind of the thing where Impact is being swayed by the two bigger companies, in inverted commas, to, oh no, oh.
I mean, you know, like I said, it's not adding anything. It's not even detracting from anything. It's to the point where they are where they are. I mean, they're still having good matches on TV. They're still having entertaining segments, but they are where they are. I don't think, other than shutting down and rebooting the company completely with a different face and a different name, there's anything you can honestly do to get this company where they want it to be.
Well, this is where I'm not going to go as hardline as Sandro just did. But taking up the points that people are saying, oh, this is a good move for both companies. Yes, it's a good move for TNA in the short term, because it's probably going to get some MMA people watching at least the segments involving Ortiz and Rampage. But if you think it's going to be a long-term deal, that all those people are going to then stick watching it once the pay-per-view's done, Impact, Dixie and everybody backstage that's planning this is absolutely stupid. And the wise nuts in Bellator and Spike already know this, but they, you know, it's the, I'm trying to think of the right words. It's the, basically the dog in the headlights. They're going, yeah, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to go for it. It's brilliant. Look at this. And the other ones are on the side. It's like, this thing's getting fucked.
Well, I mean, the thing about Spike is, you know, again, I'm more of an internet watcher. I watch shit on my computer. You know, I don't even know why I have cable, because I very rarely even use it. But the thing about it is, you know, who really cares? I mean, Impact is probably still the number one rated show on freaking Spike, because I can't think of anything else I want to watch on Spike. So they're as far as I'm concerned, TNA's always going to have a home on Spike. The Spike isn't going to let them go, because they're still with a 1.06 or whatever they're getting, they're still the number one, you know, rated show on that network. So hey, they're not going anywhere. But this cross-promotional shit, it just, like you know, to kind of paraphrase you, it's Bush League.
Yeah, it's just the whole idea that, because the thing that really confuses me as well is how this is going to equate to the international market. Because outside of America, I don't know how big or popular Bellator is. Certainly not big over here, because they never have Bellator events over here. They have other MMA fights or events, like I think it's Zuffa and, or not Zuffa, but it's some Invicta, various other fights, as well as the UFC when they come over like once or twice a year. And Bellator, the first time that I have seen Bellator on British television was some preview show thing that was shown about 3 nights ago on a Thursday night on Viva, which is basically the subsidiary preview version of MTV. That's the first I've seen of it on, you know, British television. Yet UFC is happening, you know, as we speak, and quite a lot of people are watching it.
Yeah, it's like Bellator is the TNA of MMA. That's a good phrase, the TNA of MMA. They're like number two. I mean, UFC has that shit locked down. You know, when you think about MMA, you go up to someone random on the street and you say, do you watch MMA? No, what the fuck is that? Do you watch UFC? Oh, yeah, I love UFC. They're big. And it seems like two small companies trying to help each other out. But again, if a tree falls in the forest and knocks down another tree, do you hear either of them fall? No.
Yeah, because look at when WWF, as it was at the time, helped ECW. You know, that was a big company bringing awareness to a small company. So you've got a large market now becoming aware of this product, and I honestly think that's why that gained interest. If you've got a product that's getting on average, I don't know, taking into account all the people that watch it illegally, let's say 3 or 4 million Americans in America watch Impact, and then 5 or 6 watch Bellator stuff, compared to WWE, which is probably about 20 million compared to ECW at the time, which was probably about a couple. There's a much difference in not doing the math here, but there's a bigger gap between 20 and 2 rather than 4 and 6.
Well, yeah, it's like if Vince McMahon comes out Monday and says, there's another wrestling company out there, guys. It's called TNA. It's on Spike TV every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern in the U.S. Watch it. Yeah, people are probably going to watch it. But if Doug's Pizza down the road from me advertises TNA, that's not going to fucking get any viewership for you. And that's kind of like the relationship Bellator and TNA have. You know, TNA, do I need to get into this again? put up fucking, spend that money putting up billboards on the interstate. You know, again, they were here for Base Brawl not too long ago in Brooklyn. You actually need Google. Okay. Let me tell you this, Ashley, and this is a true story. Base Brawl takes place at the Brooklyn Cyclones Stadium. The Brooklyn Cyclones are a minor league. I don't even know if they're minor league. They're a fucking baseball team that, you know, it's like an exhibition kind of thing. I went to the Brooklyn Cyclones site and could not find the info on how to purchase tickets for this TNA event. I actually had to do a Google search and go pretty deep into the motherfucker, like 20 links deep, to find out how to get tickets. That's your fucking problem. Bellator is not going to solve that problem. You need to solve that problem yourself. You need to put some of this fucking money you're trying to save into fucking advertising.
Yeah, the whole idea of marketing is key in any business. Whether it be wrestling, whether it be MMA, whether it be even like for local accountants like 2 blocks away from you. Unless you get your name, what you provide and everything out there, nobody's going to know. And just because TNA thinks people will be aware enough of a TV show on Spike that's only on once a week, that Spike don't even repeat at any time in the week to try and raise awareness. No, instead they show 12-hour loops of Cops. That's what it seems to be at the minute.
There's a crossover. You've got Kurt Angle. They're not taking they're not taking advantage of that. You know, I mean, shit, you're showing Cops, okay? Why not have video footage of Kurt fucking Angle being pulled over for a 75th DUI and fucking, you know, pimp that out on, you know, on Cops? Okay, the person you just saw put in handcuffs and dragged away and let loose on $2,000 bail is on Impact Wrestling, just like Cops, every Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. There's your cross promotion.
Yeah, but the problem is the next week they'd accidentally feature Jack Swagger.
Wow.
And one of the Usos. WWE would sponsor them to do a WWE special and try and squash TNA's push or anything, because... Oh, I mean, seriously, the best thing that TNA can do at the minute is do some rip-off show called Total Knockouts.
Wow. Oh, yeah, it's Saturday night in New York, brother. It is Saturday fucking night. There they are.
That's what happens when Saturday Night Live gets canceled. The cops come in. but the whole angle thing, it really is a case of, you know, if I go out on my own, I don't have a drink. Because I realize if I get caught, I get absolutely, you know, well, not beat the shit out of, because the cops aren't like that, but, you know, basically, you're going to get arrested, charged, and everything, and either, you know, find some fun in drinking soft drinks or something, or have somebody designated with you kind of thing. Is it not that easy for... I mean, look at all the Atlas security people. Can't TNA hire them out or something?
Wait a minute. So in the UK, if you get arrested, the cops don't beat your ass? That's a concept.
Well, they'll probably beat your ass if you try and run. But, you know, most people over here are sensible and don't try and run. The ones that do normally end up on the British version of Cops. It's got a different name, but it's practically the same thing.
Well, what I love is, like, you know, when they catch a guy with 10 pounds of coke in his fucking pocket and he drops it on the floor. That's not mine. Really? Come on.
Yeah. It's not mine. It was the magic pixie that threw it out of my pocket. But, that's another thing that kind of upsets me. Total Divas. To drag it away from TNA. Try and get other people to call in or whatever.
I haven't watched... You know what? I'm not going to comment on it or shit on it, because I don't think it's fair for me to do that, because I'll be honest, I haven't watched it. I'm not going to come on here and be so fucking conceited to shit on a show that I have not seen. I just don't care to see it.
The snag is, I haven't seen it, but it's just, I don't want to see it because of the concept. Because right. I thought the whole idea of the original Diva show, when it was supposed to be on the network that seemingly won't exist now,
right,
was it supposed to be, see what life is like behind the scenes kind of thing. Even if it's boring and mundane. From what I've been told, pretty much everything about it is staged.
Yeah.
And it's not real. So the fact that Eva Marie got in trouble with Stephanie because she wanted to keep her hair red and not have it dye blonde to try and make her look like a bad person and, like, oh, look, she's serious. And how people say that, you know, some people have said, oh, Eva Marie's the strongest one, and, you know, true, she didn't do a great promo on Raw, but her performance on the show was very good. Yeah, her performance is on a show which is supposed to be about acting. Now, we heard the report from the trainers, or the rumor from the trainers, about a month or so back, that Eva Marie and what's the other one? JoJo, is it?
I don't fucking know. Yeah, JoJo.
But both of them can't wrestle.
Well, I mean, that's WWE's policy. You know, hire the first, you know, bitch you can get off the streets and, you know, have her come in and be a wrestler. I mean, that's...
And see, this is where you need to watch NXT, Bronx.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been checking it out. And, you know, JJ obviously covers it on Unplugged every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, right here on the SNS Network. Right. But, I mean, you know, from what I've seen, they have some female talent on there. My problem with it is, when they bring them up to the main roster, they're going to turn them into fucking Natty.
I don't know, because if all the models keep start walking away and not interested in it, you might actually get back to the whole idea of it's about wrestling. Because there are plenty of attractive, hot-looking divas that can wrestle and not just look good on the front of whatever poster that they want to stick in the middle of the centerfold of WWE magazine every month.
Yeah, I mean, it's a business. You know, speaking of WWE, and like I said, you know, this show has no fucking limits. Check this out, man. WWE is reporting that, okay, hold on. Tshepo Sekhabi, the South African fan who attacked Randy Orton at WWE's live event in Cape Town, South Africa this week, pleaded guilty in court. He was charged and ordered either to pay a $500 Rand fine, which I have no fucking idea what that is, or spend 30 days in jail. Sekhabi, whatever the fuck his name is, admitted his wrongdoing, was given a 3-year suspended sentence, and was banned from attending the remainder of WWE's live events in South Africa. So basically, this fucking idiot who would need a concussion to be considered retarded got off with a slap on the wrist.
I just like the fact, if you've seen the video, it's just like the way he does it, like in the most chicken way possible. It's after the match is over and he's doing the pose and he's like in the ring and he's there for about 5 seconds, I think, going, shit, what do I do? What do I do? Oh, wait, I've got a flare. I've got Ric Flair low blow him. Bang! Yeah, see what he did now? Oh, crap, security. What do I do?
Well, you know, and I hope WWE sues him. Make an example of this fucking idiot. And this has been on Facebook. Some people say, you know, Maze, it's, you know, look, wouldn't call out Facebook motherfuckers. Maze is my boy. But Maze said, you know, oh, Randy Orton's a pussy if he sues. No, he's not. He's setting a fucking example. Keep your ass behind the fucking barricade and stop being a fucking idiot fucking mark that gives a bad name to wrestling fans everywhere. This is why when I go to work and tell everyone I do shows on pro wrestling, they're like, why? Why? Because they react that way because you've got these fucking morons. I mean, look, this guy quit his job. That's like if there was a show at MSG next week, a WWE show, and I quit my job to do a run-in against John Cena. Well, you know, WWE's going to hire this 300-pound, you know, blind fucking gray-haired computer technician because he did a run-in on John Cena. No, John Cena's going to beat my fucking ass. I'm going to be choked out, escorted out of the fucking ring, and that's what's going to happen. As I have lost Ashley. Great. Ashley, I love you, bro, but you need to upgrade from that Windows 3.1. Seriously. Hold on while we get the call back. So what this means, guys, is Skype is working very hard to get Ashley back with us. Let's see. No, Ashley is not back with us. Skype, epic fail. Fucking Microsoft. Does anyone think Microsoft is going to reconnect this call? It's not going to happen. So what I'm going to do is hang the fuck up. No, I didn't have to do that. Skype just dropped the fucking call. Awesome, guys. I love Skype. Ashley, brother, I appreciate it. But I'm going a bit longer than I intended to, which is a good thing. I'd like to thank everyone out here who is listening. I appreciate it. This show was debuted on very short notice. And again, the reason is because I wanted to debut on a night where Impact had been live. So in 2 weeks, I'll be back with more Get in the Zone. And I hope that this show does well. I hope that I can entertain you guys. I haven't gotten any emails as of yet, but I'm fixing to shut this shit down, guys. Thank you so much. This Tuesday on Unplugged, we tentatively have scheduled an interview with the developer of Five Star Wrestling, which is a video game you need to check out. I did more research today, and it looks like a very interesting game. It looks like there's a touch of humor to it, which I have no problem with. Make sure you check it out. Unplugged Tuesdays, every Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Mountain, with myself and JJ enjoying that show. We recently had a show this last Tuesday talking about the Roswell incident. And that's what we're going to be giving you guys every week or every other week. We're going to be talking not just wrestling, but conspiracy theories. We're going to be talking a bunch of controversial stuff. Unplugged. Make sure you check it out. Check out all the weekend podcasts here on the SNS Radio Network. I have come to learn that the Elite Force podcast will be celebrating an anniversary soon. So check them out with, of course, Walkie and Phil Mindwipe Morris, who Phil really did help me this afternoon, guys. I'm not going to go into details. It's network business. But he has made it to where we should not have any more stream problems as long as I'm awake. But I mean, you know, had a very pleasant afternoon talking to Phil. Stand-up guy, very good computer technician. Again, Beyond the Bell, whole indie show. Open Book Archive, check it out. And again, this is something new for me. Thank you to everyone in chat. Thank you to everyone who's called in. Ashley, Anthony, Sandro. You guys have really helped out quite a bit. I'm pleased with the response. If it's a Saturday night and Impact was live and you're not getting laid, tune in and get in the zone every other Saturday right here, only here, right here, now, in this moment, while I close out the show, the moment where I say goodnight. Right now, at this moment, couldn't help it. That promo was so fucking shitty. Take care, guys. Have a good weekend. Thanks for getting in the zone with the Bronx Father. Right here. Where? On the SNS Radio Network.